Since his life is all across the globe, yeah, you already know, yeah. I said you already know. Yeah. I wake up in the morning, can't wait to log in, and you already know that the party don't end. I'm on that global14.com. I'm on that global14.com. Shout out to all the lifers.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead, log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.
Welcome to another edition of Sex Talk, where I'm your host, Chocolate Tiger. And we have a very special treat for you tonight. You've seen him in lots of porn movies, magazines like King, Vibe, Triple X, Sports Magazine. He's won plenty of awards. He now has a website, DaddyInc.net, and he's also got a new book that he's going to tell us about titled The Porn Star Guide to Great Sex. You've seen him in a lot of TV appearances. I want y'all to help me. And you should know his name by now because I've said it plenty of times. He is my, and I say, the biggest chick in porn right now. Help me welcome Mr. Marcus. Hello.
Yo. Hello.
What up? Hello. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Man,
you know, I'm doing me.
Tiger's great. You doing you?
Yeah, man, I'm doing me.
Doing you.
What do you
everybody want to know
what's
going
on
right now.
Static in your in the background.
Hey, what are you doing? Hold on. Try to make it airtight for you right now.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yep, that's perfect.
Yes, I love to be airtight. Yes, I'm very tight right now. Just for you, darling. Just for you. Marcus, I have a question for you. I'm just going to go right on into it. I want you to give us, you know, the viewers and the people on the phone right now, What have you been up to lately with your new DaddyInc.net and your book that you got going?
I mean, the book is, like, you know, still selling. I mean, it's one of those books that can continue to sell just because of the topic. It's about sex, the Porn Star Guide to Great Sex. So it's always going to sell. Good thing. It's always going to be on the shelves. There's always going to be a copy available for you. I'm making sure of that. And, if you know, that's a project. I want to do a video to go along with it, a companion piece, so to speak. So that's the next part. And then I'm going to start working on the next book, because I think as an author, you shouldn't limit yourself to just writing a book and considering yourself an author. I think your writing has to be consistent. You never stop writing. So, and I don't. I still write a lot. So that's something that's coming.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there any, like, trick we should know about in this porn industry? I know you was on set all day yesterday. I'm just imagining, how could someone fuck all day long, you know, without getting tired, you know?
You pace yourself. You know, when you get too excited, calm yourself down. You know what I mean? And if you're not excited, then, you know, rile yourself up. It's either way. You know, you got to gauge where you're going, you know, where you're happy. Yes.
Okay, so you don't calm all the time. You don't bust a nut all the time. It's just...
Yeah, I forgot. This is a sex room. Huh? I should be saying dick and pussy and busting a nut.
Yeah, you can say whatever. That's
right. You can say
whatever you want. Yes, because I also have Crush and Ash on the line also listening in, and they have some questions for you. But yeah, you can say dick, pussy, whatever you want to say, baby.
Tonight, right. That's what's up.
Tonight is your night. And also, my personal question. Yeah, my personal question to you, being chocolate tiger that I am, I just want to know if you ever had a tiger pussy, you know, that weighs 10 pounds. Have you ever tried a tiger's pussy?
A tiger's pussy?
Yeah, that's me. It weighs 10 pounds, and it might weigh 11 now. So. Oh, you know. Marcus.
Huh? I've had cheetahs. I had a few leopards. I've had some snow leopards.
Oh, okay. Right, I had a snow lion one time. He couldn't handle it, so I understand. I understand. Yes, because see, I have a mold of your dick. I purchased, and I always wanted to know, was that really your mold of your dick, or was it somebody just trying to make money off of your dick? Because I sleep with it every night, and I don't want to be neglecting myself if it's not your mold. So is that a mold?
That's my mold. I had to do it twice, because the first time, my dick shriveled up inside the mold shit. And then, you know what? I think you make it right. I think. I put my dick in the mold thing, and my dick shriveled up. So the mold that came out wasn't right. And then I came back again, but this time I brought some girls with me to keep me aroused and excited, and that's the mold that you use in your pussy. That's the real thing.
Oh, that's what came from. Oh, that is the real thing. Thank you for getting me
it right now.
Thank you.
That's
right.
That's an inspired mold. That's some real shit. It's an inspired mold.
I'm going to give me one so I can slap some people in the face with it.
What's up?
Huh? I said, I'm going to give me one so I can slap a couple people in the face with it.
Go for it. I do it all the time.
Right.
We have questions for you, Mr. Marcus. So when did you start porn? You know, what made you want to do porn?
Why does everybody want to fuck? Because it feels good. fucking good.
Okay, because that was a question. They wanted to know, when did you start doing it? You know, when did you start into the porn industry?
'94. Started in 1994. Yeah, 1993 I started seeking it out. 1994 I was doing it. What's up?
What is the process? Did you have to, like, show up and just whip your dick out and then they measure it or something? Or, you know, what happened?
That happens in the South Park movie, but, in real life... You just basically, you know, they just inspire you. They, like, some girl will say, a girl brings you in, because we all want girls. Producers are always looking for the girls. And so if there's a guy standing there saying, I can fuck her for you, or I want to do that too, they tend to give him a little bit more leeway than some guy off the street, because okay. he brought somebody they want to, you know, shoot and use it anyways. So that's a good way to do it. When I got into it, it was a girl who brought me in. She suggested me to a director, and so I tell people to this day, if you want to get into business, you know, find the girl and, you know, use her as your door opener.
Wow. So have you ever, like, okay, with your relationship status, how do your female girlfriend or whatever you have, how do they feel about you being in that industry? Is they cool with
you
it,
know
or
what?
You know?
My bitches, and I'm saying that, my bitches don't trip. You hear me?
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. That's what
y'all
I'm talking about.
Bitch.
I don't know if I'm
y'all
gonna be a part of the bitch scene. But he
y'all
said his bitches don't trip.
Y'all bitches, his bitches do not give a damn.
Because we're just talking about that. Because, you know, all these telephone calls are being leaked right now, these sex tapes, and, you know, the industry is just so, whereas, you know, the text messages and stuff, do you have everybody stripped down before they come in your house, or you just go ahead and just do it? Your bitches is in order, though. You say your bitches is together, so I don't think you have that problem.
Yeah, my bitches are pretty cool. I don't have no problem with bitches. They're pretty cool.
So I got a question. So recently, this is Crush, by the way. So recently, there was an issue with one of the porn stars having HIV, and I'm kind of wondering, like, I don't really want to know if you know who it is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But what happens when that happens? Like, I know they shut production down, but do you get notified? Like, who gets notified? You know, how does that process work? Because I'm kind of curious. Like,
well,
you know, so many things going on. You know.
Yeah. On a serious note, we get tested every 30 days. We get a, you know, HIV DNA test. And you got to get that 30 days. And sometimes it just overlaps. And you work with, and you don't, most of, 90% of the production companies abide by that rule. They won't shoot you unless you have a test that's valid within that 30 days. After 30 days, you have to get a new test or you cannot work.
Mm-hmm.
Producers won't hire you. So, and because those records are accessible online or through other performers or through agencies, everyone knows your status at any given time. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, this particular performer, after the fact, they had a false positive, meaning he tested positive and then they tested him again and he tested negative. And they'll probably test him a third time to make sure that he wasn't either or to confirm either or. What happened when he came out HIV positive, the industry shuts down to a degree because you have to be what they call generations. You have to have worked with that guy or worked with the partners who worked with him. It becomes first generation, second generation. All of that's in a digital database of people who worked with this guy. They go from the producers submit who worked with him, and then they start breaking it down generational-wise from partner to partner. Those people get quarantined and get retested. And they get retested twice before they're allowed to work again. Antibodies can be detected in a two-week window, so they do a two-week test, and then 2 weeks later they do another test. That's the process when someone turns up HIV positive in our industry.
Wow. That's crazy because you think that, you know, some people, you know, I'm sure people judge you guys, but that's a pretty thorough process. But with the false positive, I mean, I'm sure those girls are going to be like, I ain't messing with that false positive, Kevin.
Yeah, no, it's like a scarlet letter. I mean, you know, the thing about our industry, too, is about when you come HIV positive, you know, there's because of certain laws that have been enforced and privacy, medical record privacy, you know, you're not going to know who it is, but you can you can almost guess they're going to be excommunicated quickly. They're going to be pushed out of the industry just for safety purposes alone. And probably even if they do come back negative, still have that hanging over their head. It's a stigma that's attached and will never leave you.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay. There you go, huh? Wow. Okay. All right then, Mr. Marcus. How was it? Another question we had, they want to know, how was it working with Superhead? You know, the guys want to know this.
I mean, it was super. I'm running out of words. I'm running out of words to describe Superhead. I don't know. I gotta find some more words. I'll just go with super. I mean, she's one of a kind, obviously. Just because of her character, demeanor, the way she carries herself, the way things. I mean, who does that? Makes a fucking, who turns around and writes a book, a best-selling book, about every motherfucking body, and they're not just no names. They're people with names. Who does that? And makes a nice mint off of that, and is known as Superhead. You Google the word Superhead, and her, she comes up. So it's kind of like,
right,
there you go. Who does that?
There you go.
She's
just
one
like
of a kind.
Google, right. Right. You Google Chocolate Tiger, and everything pops up under me. So you Google me, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark,
there you go.
Google me, baby.
I'm going to buy you a Chocolate Tiger for Valentine's and shit. I'm going to be fun.
Yeah, that's what I want
them
to do.
They might make those motherfuckers. Shit.
I know. I'm going to get a mole. I'm going to get a mole. I saw off your website where you have a store. So I'm going to buy the mold and mold my cat and send it to you, baby. And then you will see how much of a 10-pound weight you have on you.
You're funny.
I know it. I know it. I don't like talking about it. I like doing it and being about it. So, Chris, do we have any callers?
Everybody is scared to call me. I think they're scared of Mr. Marcus. They all sitting there looking and listening and shit. You know.
Oh,
so.
They scared of being a bitch? Marcus got scared.
So, I have a question. So, are there any women in the industry that won't go on film with you? Maybe because they say you're too big, or, you know what I'm saying, like, do you get discriminated against? Like, give me the rundown, on that, because I'm sure some of them are scared of you.
Like, is there like a bitch that tells me no?
Yeah.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. I get told no. I get told no all the damn time. I do my best to turn it into a yes.
Oh, I've seen by your videos on your website. Mm-hmm. I want to come to one of those parties with no panties on also, so, trust me, I want to be at one of those parties. Yeah, I'm going to come through. I'm going to fall through. You'll see me at the Playboy Mansion soon.
Because I always wonder. And then also, are there any porn stars that are prejudiced that just won't have sex with you though?
Any porn stars that are prejudiced?
I mean
the only prejudice and the prejudiceness, racism, I guess, that you get in this industry is between white and black.
Right.
When it comes down to white girls and black guys. There's black people that they get pissed off at the white people and don't want to work with them and rather do their own thing. And then there's girls who don't want to work with brothers because they're black and maybe they're too big. So
that's what I'm talking about. Scare them, baby.
Yeah, I mean
you like the
too big, don't you? Too big. That'd be like a dope ass porn name. Some nigga come into business name is too big. And he spells it like T U B.I.G.
Oh, that's my title. That's the title of my next movie, then. That's my title, Too Big for
You.
Mr. Marcus. Yes.
That's crazy. Because I always wondered if, you know, if you got turned down or girls was just like, no, you too big. He going to rearrange my furniture. I ain't trying to have him to mess up my shit, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Oh, you should have said sorry, next slide. Yeah, nah, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever. A girl tell you no, then, you better be sure before you try to turn that shit into a yes. Maybe she might be saving you some grief, some problems. Maybe
right.
There's a reason, you know what I mean? You can't always look at it like, ah,
right.
Take it personal. That's a problem a lot of
right.
Niggas make. Oh, the bitch don't like me. What the? Nah, nigga, just, you know what I mean? It might be saving
right.
You some headache. Shit. Maybe it's okay if she say no.
Right. Do the guys, do some of your, do some of the fellas be hating on you and shit?
Followers? You know what? They're few and far between the haters, really.
Right.
I mean, they hate because they want to provoke and gather attention. And if you want to give them attention, then sometimes you just, maybe you're doing them a favor. You're making their day. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I don't mind, like, talking to a hater. I don't mind, hey, you're an asshole or a fat. Thanks, man. You're real creative. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I acknowledge you. I ain't tripping. What the fuck? You don't make
right.
or break me. Real shit.
Yeah. Right. And real shit. Real good. I have another question. How is it being in the room with another, you know, when you're doing the threesome and, you know, y'all are fucking both holes? You know, if your balls ever touch this and shit, you know?
Sorry. Am I
yeah,
what?
How do you feel? You feel uncomfortable? Do you ever feel uncomfortable when another man is in the room? You know, this is a question. Like, you having a threesome with one girl and y'all in both holes, the ass and the pussy. And the balls might hit, you know? You know
does that
I mean.
Bother me? I think it's like me walking in. It's like me walking into the gym and going into
uh-huh.
the men's locker, and there's a bunch of old dudes standing there butt naked. It's like, to me, I got like, I'm like, damn, I didn't want to see that.
Damn,
I wish, you know, it's shit happens when you're fucking a girl and you focus on the girl. Somebody else is thinking about that shit. Some motherfucker is like stopping, pausing the tape, looking like, oh my God, look at that. The two people that are making that scene, they're not thinking that shit. I most motherfuckers ain't thinking that shit. We're not thinking about that shit. I got this girl with nice pussy and nice titties, and all I can see is her. It's called tunnel vision. I use it.
Okay, so that's what you have to have, tunnel vision, when you're doing stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta. But I'm not uncomfortable. I'm not gay or bisexual, and I don't feel uncomfortable. Like I say, we walk into the gym, and there's some dude standing there butt naked. I don't be like, put your clothes on, because he don't give a fuck, obviously.
Right.
So I don't
right.
give a fuck.
No.
It ain't like
I feel you on that. Because you there to do a job. You ain't there to worry about what the hell he doing, shit. You there to do your job,
about the
get up and keep it pushing.
I will say this, though. DPs and most of my scenes within the last few years have been just me and girls. I think in the beginning, when you're trying to make a name for yourself and you're trying to, like, put in work, you're taking any job they give you, as long as there's a girl there and a paycheck. You know, any kind of variable, you're like, okay, I'll work with that. I'm not tripping. When I realized I work with European dudes, these European dudes, they come out the car with a hard on. You guys, they walk down the street with a hard on because they're like,
right.
They're ready to fuck. They don't give a fuck. There'll be 20 niggas in the room. They're going to fuck the shit out of that pussy like ain't nobody else in that motherfucker. They don't care. I was like, okay, well, I got to be like that.
Yeah, you just got to be like
real
that.
Shit.
Just go in, you know. Right, because it doesn't matter if the girl's attractive, because I know you have some unattractive females in some of your videos, so
yeah.
I know you don't look at that. Like you said, it's all about a patience.
Yeah, no, I ain't tripping.
So
I'm not shallow on that. Hey, hold on for a second, okay? Hold on just for a second. I'm sorry.
If this the market,
this is black folks radio. This is black folks radio.
Yes, then you just put us on hold.
We got a problem. I think the show, there's something wrong with Blog Talk right now.
What's wrong? I don't know
what it is. I have no idea. I was just told we have technical difficulties on the outside. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to touch anything
or log out or anything because we're just going to get this interview going. But hopefully I saw Ash jump in and then he got knocked out again. So I don't know what's going on. So, but, I mean, you know, the bottom line is, you know, with porn and stuff, I didn't know that, this was the issue, you know, as far as how they did drug testing and all that other stuff.
Right. Yes, that's what I said. Black Folks Radio. We're back, Miss Marcus. Are you cutting the scene now? Are you putting us on hold to pump and then come back on? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I wish.
I understand. So you want to tell people about where they can find your stuff in your store? I've about told them on, I never told them your website name, where they can go in and order your book and everything. Can you tell the people about it?
You can either go to MrMarcus.com. And there's a store, and on the store we have toys, we have packages for men and women. You know, we also sell the book in 8x10s, and those things come personalized, you know, from me. Or you can go on Amazon.com, and you can buy the book there and get it directly from them, or you can go to any of the other sites that are linked on my website. Just go to the store and onto the front page, and you should be able to find whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for the toys, the dildo, the manufacturers of all that stuff, the book, 8x10s, whatever you want, videos, we have links for all that stuff on the website. And Mr.
Yeah, you even have the outfit. Yes, the outfit.
Yeah,
also.
The clothes. The clothes. I'm working on the clothes. They're not complete. They're not finished yet, but they will be.
Oh, well, I already spotted my Halloween costume, and I'm going to wear it. Oh, and it's very sexy, too. Yes. I might get arrested for it, but I'm going to tell them where I got it from, Marcus.com.
They're going to arrest you. If you wear it with confidence, they won't fuck with you.
Oh, well, I always wear everything with confidence. That's why I can carry around this 10-pound pussy. I always walk with confidence. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters.
So what's the day in the life of Mr. Marcus?
Busy. I mean, I moved into a new building right now, so we've been getting it together. We've been setting up a studio and stuff. To start shooting some, like, video blogs that I want to start interviewing some of the people from the adult industry. We're also creating a link for other male performers and other female performers from my website so that, you know, you can, if you're a fan of Mr. Marcus, cool. But if you're a fan of, like, Lexington Steel or Prince or, you know, Rico Strong or any other brothers in the business or Jada Fire and so forth, then we're setting it up so that the site gives you access to their websites as well. Plus, I'm going to have, like, some kind of interviews. Because what I found, you know, I do a lot of interviews, but they get asked a lot of the same questions, and it seems like people, even you say this over and over again, you say the same things, you tell these people all the things that, and it's from your perspective, but it ain't changed, you know what I mean? I've been saying the same thing, and I realize that maybe it's just because the information, just because, you know, not everyone's heard the same thing yet, but that information isn't consistently put out there. So then you want to, like, create a forum where people can discuss things and get really, like, a really, instead of just guessing or speculating or starting false rumors, which motherfuckers love to do, gossiping,
right.
There's some facts. that's when you get to really, you know, it's like reading an interview with your favorite rap artist. If you really, you kind of get an idea of what's up with them. You know what I mean? Because you're putting two and two together. You're peeping out what they went through. Then you read in their own words what it was like to go through it. Then you get an idea, a better idea, of what type of person that person is, no doubt. And I think what I get from people is people are trying to see what kind of person am I. And I've always put that out there, what type of person I am. And I also, you know, I don't shy away from all this bullshit. I just say it how it is. And I think it's one of those things, there's other people in the industry that can do the same thing. And I want to, like, put a spotlight on them. I want to showcase them so they tell their stories. So you just have better insight about the people in the dope. Because I don't think people really gave a fuck, you know, 10 years ago, but they do now. I mean, they have been over time, but even more so now. You hear me? Real shit. So that's what I aim to do.
Hey, Mr. Marcus, this Ash, I have a question for you. What's up with doing all that damn clapping, man? I look at your videos and you be clapping all the time. I'll be like, is this nigga that excited or what the fuck?
Hey, for real, I be going through phases, man. It's a phase. Sometimes I snap my fingers. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes I'm laughing at it's a phase, man. It's just, if the bitch is about to make me come or some shit, then I'm trying to distract myself. I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying to make it so that niggas can be like, yeah, this pussy's really, really good. But at the same time, I'm trying to, like, distract myself from coming. Like, fuck that, I ain't coming. I'm going to fuck this even harder. And the clap is just for shifting the speed. Just like, all right, let me shift gears and shit. Time.
Okay.
Time to shift gears.
So
I like that clap too. For me, it's a shift in energy. But anyway, go ahead. Hey, Jay, you want to roll another blunt? So what's up?
There's a sex talk. We doing the damn thing, Mr. Marcus, on Sex Talk Radio. You just heard him. He's about to light up all this motherfucker. We talking about pussy, dick, and ass and everything. It's all
what's
good
up with
on
the ball cap? What's up with the ball caps, Mr. Marcus? How did that all start?
Because
I would love the ball caps. And the fucking...
I love the ball caps, too. I'm glad it worked out in my favor. I got away with it. And, you know, if motherfuckers want me to take it off, I got no problem doing that. But, you know, if I get to wear it, I feel like it's a bonus. Like, you get me. You get Mr. Marcus. If I get... I feel like I take my hat off, I'm like losing like 10%. What's up?
Hey, you're even selling the ball caps on your site.
Yeah, we ain't got full up to speed fully, but yeah, I want to make sure that niggas would, you know, when they get to like when you're getting in the bedroom with your bitch, that you're gonna get your Mr. Marcus on. You know, I want to make hats that, you know, catch the sweat so you don't get that shit in your eyes. I want, you know, so that when she looks at you, she's inspired. She's like, damn, you fucking me like Mr. Marcus. I want niggas to be like, I feel like Mr. Marcus. I mean, that's real shit. He's going to put the legs back. He's gonna lick the pussy lips. He's going to spit on it. He's going to spit on his dick, stroke that motherfucker, and fuck the shit out of her with it.
See, I just flashed all just being down my face. See, that just turned me on. Damn.
Wow. So on that note, have you ever went down on one of the porn stars, one of the females, and was just like, nah, I can't even do it. Something, she ain't right down there. Something ain't right.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. You know, as long as I've been around, yeah, it happens. You're like, damn, I got a bad one today. But, you know, it don't happen as much as... it don't happen as much as you think. I don't even start, really, because I got pretty good senses. You know, I can pick shit up before I even get that close.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. That's funny as hell. And ladies, you need to understand, I think that goes across the board. Don't be walking around, you know, with your thighs rubbing together, stirring up this shit. You know your shit stinks. Go ahead and take care of that before you walk out the house. Smelling like
That's
bacon
right.
bits.
Because if I ever see you in a video with Mr. Marcus and he didn't go down on you, I knew you stank.
That's not necessarily true. Sometimes I just want to fuck him. But you know, if I for the most part, if I'm gonna eat some pussy, I probably here's how you can tell if I'm gonna eat some pussy. I will lick the clit. I will spit all over it. I will spit all over my fingers, and I rub them along the lips. And then I do like a pussy check, which is basically me sticking my fingers inside the pussy, just to feel to see if there's anything gonna come out, see if a smell's gonna come out. Get to feel if she's wet on the inside, if it hurts her, if she's turned on. You can tell a lot. It's like that's perfect way to find out. If all those things get checked off, with a it's good to go, then my face will follow. Real shit.
Wow. Well, y'all heard that. So now everybody gonna go back and watch the video.
The guys are in the room talking about pussy check. That's right. You check the pussy first.
And so, you'll do it in such a smooth way, which she'll just think that, you know, you're about to just finger bang her, but you're basically you're checking. Are you clean? Is your shit good? Is everything? Are you healthy? You know what I mean? Are you taken care of? Go for JJ.
Right. So,
right.
I have a question. Someone, we're having technical difficulties, but people are texting me. So they want to know, basically, the question was pretty much, okay, if you ever did gay porn, and what are your thoughts on gay versus straight porn?
If I ever what?
If you ever did gay porn at all, and what's your thoughts on gay versus straight porn? I'm just asking the question.
It seems like I'm not gay, never done gay. I don't think about gay. I think other people think about way more than I do.
Right.
I'm not trying to offend anybody, because I got major gay fans, and they make sure that I know it. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, think of my position. I'm a male performer. My dick's out all the time. I'm having fun. Most of my fans, you know, could be gay, and I wouldn't know it.
Right.
But the few that make themselves known, you know, I can't. There's too many for me to hate and act like, fuck these gay motherfuckers. I don't. That's not my lifestyle. It's not the way I am. But I'm not gonna be like, you know, fuck y'all, because those niggas, shit, they've been buying my movies for as long as I've been making them. So,
right.
I ain't got a problem with that. Shit, that ain't my thing.
Right. But do you get paid more money? Do you get paid more money though? Do people?
I think
I'm sure
the gay
you've been
people,
offered
that's,
money. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not driven by money.
Okay.
I know we need it.
Right.
I know we need it. It's just for the fucking money. I turned down a lot of shit just because that's not some shit I want to do.
Right.
That's
so you're just in it for the pussy. That's
no, I'm not
simple.
In it for the
pussy.
I like the business. I like the girls. I like the people I meet. I like the freedom. I like the fact that I can make money, that I travel. I've met some great people. I get in some clubs that motherfuckers can't. I sit around and smoke weed where other motherfuckers can't. Hell yeah. The pussy came along with all that shit. Yeah, I like the pussy. Oh. Love the pussy. On a bad day, it's all about the pussy.
Okay, so the weed, but you know what? And they say weed make you horny. Make you like very horny. So.
Yeah, I don't smoke or drink when I perform at all, ever.
Hmm.
Ever.
Okay.
I did back in like the early 90s, and then I got over it. I drink and smoke after. After.
Right.
I'll take a drink and I'll smoke some weed after the fact, but not before that. I'm just being straight up honest. I get off on the fact that I'm about to fuck some girl, and I'm in the porno business, and I am, you know, I'm Mr. Marcus, and I've been around too long for me to be like you know, trying to do something that doesn't work for me. I know how to make it work for me, and I know how to make it work for her too. You know,
ooh,
I know how to, like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Real shit.
So who who would you consider your best? Like, who would you consider that you love doing things with? Like, who? Like, let's give you a top three. Let's give you a top three that you love doing things with.
I would say probably I like I've been talking about her a lot. She's Heather Hunter.
Okay.
She's a favorite. Jada Fire. Fuck. Anyway, I don't know. Jada can be a little difficult sometimes. Depends on when you catch her. So she's moody. So if she catches the right time, it's good. You're in. You're gonna win. The third, I don't know, man. It could, you know, it could be.
They want to know, was it Pinky? They say, was it Pinky? Did you fuck Pinky?
Yeah, me and Pinky just did some shit the other day. I mean, not the other day, but the about a few months ago, and it was great, and it's on her website. So if niggas want to see it, they just go to their website.
Not
in the way that you would think. You know, she's not like that. She's a businesswoman, and she makes a lot of money with her appearances, and she's very business savvy. So, you know, you can't count a chick like that out. You can't say, you know, you can't. You gotta just be open to whatever she's doing. You know, whether she's in or out, she's gonna be one of the best that does it. She knows what's up. Hell yeah.
Wow. Well, there you have it, guys. She can do her thing. Don't worry about what the hell she's doing. She still loves the Lord, but she's still doing her thing.
Yeah, because we were trying to get Pinky on the show, and they said she done got saved and stuff, and she wasn't fucking no more. So I was just, you know, that just confirmed that she is still fucking my man, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's gone through a lot. She's a businesswoman. And at some point, you get tired of, like, fucking, you know, when you can actually make more money doing something else. And that's what happens to some of the performers in this business, definitely.
Yeah, she probably come out with a book, like Korean tell-all book. How you feel about those tell-all books?
I don't mind. Just you know, if you're gonna mention my name, don't make it all bad. Shit. They talk about some of the good I've done.
Do you think
go ahead.
Huh?
No, because I was gonna ask him. I forgot my damn question. I was thinking about Pinky's ass. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Chocolate Pie.
I was gonna ask you that, but I really was gonna ask you: do you ever get tired of just fucking? I mean, so you're telling us that you've never been involved in a relationship. You're not in a relationship now, but you say your bitches stay in order. But it's just like you're not looking to be married one day or settle down.
No, I just want to fuck as many girls as I can. I'm trying to beat Will Chamberlain's record. Every morning I wake up and decide. I still got about another. I think you're at 20,000. I'm like at a few thousand. I'm at a few, but I'm about to step it up. I'm about to really go hard. I'm about to start fucking as many girls as I can. Two a day at least. Yeah. I'm going to try to do sisters, mother, daughters, and all of them going to count. Fuck that. Give me a hand out there, count.
Are you going to be like, you're right, trying to fuck that, Palin?
Am I going to what?
I said, you going to be like Glenn Rice trying to fuck Sarah Palin?
You know, that's some funny shit. How did that happen? What the hell's going on with that?
Right.
Yo. She pretty much, she tried to hide that shit. She done gave him the baby.
Yeah.
And she tried to hide it.
Was she married at the time?
Sarah Palin busted wide open.
Hey, was she wasn't married at the time, was she? I heard they did like an 88 or something.
Yeah, no, she was
in some
university here in the States or something like that at the time. She was going to college here, and that's when he busted down. So, there go her fucking presidency.
Well, I don't know, man. Motherfuckers, you know, these white motherfuckers, they get off on that shit. They love these niggas fucking white chicks. So... he might actually get off on it. Look at Bill Clinton. The nigga got a blowjob in the fucking White Office and kept right on running the country.
Yeah, like, that's true. Nothing.
What? Nothing. And the bitch said some crazy shit and done some crazy shit. All she did was make a bunch of housewives at home think, well, if she did it.
Let me go get me a gig. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And shit.
Yeah,
the bitch already inspirational. I'm telling you some real shit. She already inspiring women like a motherfucker just to, you know, in a political way anyways. Look how many female candidates are going to have running for the presidency now because of her. Hell yeah.
Okay, you got a question in the chat room, and they want to know, has anyone ever paid you to fuck their wife?
They didn't pay me. It's happening.
That's the front, though. That's the front.
Alrighty.
They just asked you.
Wow.
So they sat there and watched it, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
What's the most women you ever had at one time?
A movie I did called The World's Luckiest. I fucked 101 girls, but the most I had in one day was like 30 girls in one day.
Ooh.
I know, that sounds funny. I don't know how that sounds to other people. Because to me, it's no big deal. But I wanted it to somebody else. Like, what does that sound like? Hey, nigga, I just fucked 30 bitches. No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. It's on tape. I got it. It's right here. And then you see 30 bitches. You're fucking 30 bitches. And you're like, what is that like? I don't know what that's like. I did it. I wouldn't do it again. I mean, I probably would. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I probably would do it again. But I would.
Yeah, you got to get your numbers up. You got to get your numbers up. Yeah, you got to do it again.
Yeah, I got to go.
I mean,
guess will.
Mr. Marcus, our very own crush wants to do a 12-some. So can you assist her in doing that 12-some? She's really determined to do a
12-some. What is that? What's a 12-some?
Correct.
12 people?
Yeah. She wants to try to get like 12 people, 12 girls at one time.
I said 12 girls. Shit, I was, the shit, after he said 30, I'm shooting for 30. Fuck all that. I'm getting on the 30.
Yeah, all you
got
to do is go to a strip club and be like, hey, bitch, just party at my house. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Mr. Marcus. While we're talking about 30-somes and shit, I'm just saying, like, if I go pick up and buy one of your molds and shit and strap up, can we have a party together? I mean, won't nobody get disappointed? We all the same size in that motherfucker.
Right.
I'm just saying, let's go. Let's do it, homie.
Let's do it. Let's go. Where y'all based at? Where y'all live at?
I'm in Cali.
She's in Cali. I'm in Alabama. You know, I'm a grits girl. Girls raised in the South with big cliques. So that's me.
And I'm in Atlanta.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, hold on just for a sec. Hold on.
Hold on, just for a second, y'all. He's fixing to hit it again. Hold on, just for a second. He's about to hit it again.
No. I was looking at chicken tender. We all doing?
This is how we do on Blog Talk Radio, Real Talk Global 14, Sex Talk Global 14 Radio. This is how we do. Every single week, we go into real radio. We don't have no filters. We say what we want to say. I mean, this is just how it's going to be every single week. Every single week.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Bananas. And if y'all ain't tuning in, y'all motherfuckers crazy.
I'm thinking about going ahead and book this plane ticket now.
What, come out here to county?
Yeah, CT, oh, I'm going to meet you. CT will meet you. Chocolate Tiger will be meeting you very soon, very soon. We can record that shit.
Oh, damn.
I don't mind cameras. But I can't be one of your bitches. Hey, I wouldn't be one of your bitches unless that's how you're going to be talking to me in the bedroom. Come and get over here, bitch. I said, okay, Miss White. At your service, darling. You want me to lick it before you stick it? I got you, baby.
Oh,
have
man.
You hit it already? Have you hit? Hey, so are you back now on the phone with us, Mr. Marcus? Have you just hit the blunt and you're back now? You good?
Yeah, no, I'm right here. I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you talking about lick it before you stick it.
Yeah, I want you to lick it before you stick it. Yeah, you better twerk it before you work it. So you don't know that about Chocolate Tiger. You've been running for a while, but I've caught up with you now.
Yeah, you got me there.
Yeah. I need the real thing besides the one under my pillow in there. It don't talk back to me. But I like the way they, you know, they made your, I do. I like the way my vibrator is. It made the balls and everything. I like all of that.
Right.
It felt like it was just, you know, I like it. I might buy me another one just for a display, you know, because this one has been working for a while now. So
good.
I thank you.
Good.
I thank
yeah,
you
I got some new shit coming out.
Night. You do? Okay. I thank you for it.
Yeah, we got some new shit we're working on right now. So
I got another question. Do you, so what's the craziest thing? Do you get chased? Do girls chase you sometimes?
Nah, because I don't run like that. So,
right.
Nah, they don't chase. They'll come out of the woodwork and say what's up, you know what I mean, which is cool.
Right. So,
but
we're
just wondering, do you have stalkers or something? In other words, do people stalk you? You know, you have crazy females out there now after you fucked them, so they want to know, you know, are they stalking you? Have any stalkers or anything?
Stalkers? Yeah. I mean, they do stalkerish shit. You know what I mean? They may not consider that to be stalking, but it's stalkerish.
Yeah, I read your Twitter, and I see people like fucking with you all the time, and you get right back at them too. The shit is funny, but I see that people like messing with you on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, they like to fuck with me, and depending on what kind of mood I'm in, if I'm like in a let me check everybody, then I will.
Right.
But if I really get fucked, like another one, you know, then I won't fuck with it. I'll just let it go.
Right.
Depends, man. They get off on the fact that you respond, so sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's all they want, just the response.
Right. Right.
And I like that you're real and you tell everything.
Yeah, you're tripping.
I mean, I'm saying I just like the realness of you, you know, tell people what you want, you know, whether they fuck it. If they don't like it, fuck it. I like that.
So do you ever, like, when you're at clubs and stuff, do girls just try to, like, pull your pants down and suck your dick, or do they, you know, do they just try to just jump on you? Like, what's the wildest thing that's ever happened to you?
No, honestly, yeah, that's funny you say it, because as you're saying it, I'm thinking, nah, I ain't going to do that, but then I think, yeah, I've had some girls do that. Sometimes it depends. If I really want to suck, hell yeah, it depends. Because I have, like, a devil and an angel on my shoulder. So the angel's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I won't. But my devil's like, hey, nigga, do it. Pull your dick out. She's going to suck it. Watch. She's going to do it. No, sure. Go ahead, do it.
I want to make love in the club. Hey. In the club. Hey. I know it. Because, you know, you got some bold women just walk up to you, grab it, and pull it out and just suck it, you know?
Yeah, they do, man. There's just bold bitches out there. I ain't going to, yeah. Trust me, I know. Really bold. But sometimes, if you like, actually like them, shit, then, like, let's go. Shit. At least you know what's up. At least you know she ain't going to back off.
Shit.
Right.
Wow. So, So one of my questions is, you're supposed to be in Seattle this weekend, right?
Right.
Okay, so your one of your sponsors is TIT, which is one of our business partners, Rock and Roller.
Straight up.
And, you know, do you, with the brand and them putting the females on the shirts and everything, like, I love the brand because, you know, they put the hottest girls on the shirts. But where are you trying to go with Daddy Inc.?
I think honestly, more of the book, more videos, the blog that I was talking about, the interviews that I want to do. I want to do more scenes. I want to focus the attention on other performers. You know, as far as the clothing goes, I want to do more stuff geared towards the girls, and I have a kind of symbolic symbol for Daddy Inc. that I'm going to, you know, put out there and make that really something of value to people. I think for me it's about quality over quantity. I mean, I want the brand to be something that has integrity. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really knock it off. You can't imitate it. You can't go and create the same thing. It ain't going to have that. It's not genuine. You know, it's not going to have the same effect. It can be genuine in your own way, but in my way, Daddy Inc. is in my way, this is it being genuine. So with that in mind, the things that I want to do, I learned a lot. I put the clothes out there. They sold. I'm very grateful for the people who bought what they did. And I expect them to come back when I unveil the new line of stuff and the new design. And I think that they'll understand, you know, why there was a gap, why there was some downtime. You know what I mean? Because I had to go through some things. I learned a few things. And but I didn't give up at all. Nope.
What?
Real shit.
Right. So are you a ass man or a titty man? Does it matter with the girls getting these implants now, since the implant industry is like sky high now? Everybody's getting ass injections and titties and shit.
What's so fucked up about the ass implants is that the girls run around and like no one notices. Now, and I think what happens is the connoisseurs, the guys like me, and there's a lot of us, they ain't all porn stars. We see that shit and we're like, what the fuck is that? That's fake. That's not real. It's not genuine. And then you see some real genuine ass, and you're like, you know the difference. And then you meet some chick who act like you wouldn't know the difference, and you're like, you know the difference. You're a connoisseur. I think for guys like me, I think it's just a disrespect, period. It's like, you don't have to have what another woman has. Sometimes a guy can't even get enough. Real shit.
Right.
You know, at some point in time anyways, all that shit just kind of fades away. It all blends into one anyways. You know what I mean? So, like, what the hell are you doing it for? I don't mind the titties, you know, because sometimes it's an improvement for some chicks. I just don't think that ass implants are an improvement on anybody.
Right.
I just don't. If you ain't meant to have ass, you ain't meant to have it, period. You know, it's something that comes naturally through weight and through exercise anyways, and the type of clothes you wear. So that's me. I'm offended by fake ass. I'm just saying, that's me. I feel
right.
Strongly.
I'm glad you are, because I'm genuine. Uh-huh.
Can you tell? I feel strongly about that shit. But when the question is asked, do I like ass or titties? I love ass. I love beautiful ass. I am so about the ass. And the pussy that pops out when that ass is bent over. If the symmetry is correct, if it's proportioned nicely, if the pussy pops out at just the right angle, I love it.
That's why I sit heavy. I love that. Mr. Marcus. What about that that girl Pebbles? How you feel about Pebbles? I don't know if you've heard of her. I hadn't. If people in the chat room want me to ask you about Pebbles.
Pebbles is really old school. She's good. You know, I got a number of love for her. But she, you know, I haven't seen her in a long fucking time. But yeah, she told me.
I was about to say, the last time I seen her, she was on Maury Povich or some shit, doing some How to Be a
she's
Real
crazy.
Woman or something.
Yeah, no, she's crazy. Don't trip. She's a crazy bitch. She's crazy. She's crazy as a bitch.
Hey, Mr. Marcus, let me ask you this question. Is Brian Pumper's jewelry really real, or is that shit really fucking aluminum?
It's fake because he likes to look, but he can't exactly afford it. So he ain't doing nothing. Here's the thing I'm tripping off of. He ain't doing nothing no different than any other nigga in some high school who want to show up at his high school party with some bling on. It's just that Brian does it every day. That's it.
Wow.
So what about big girls versus skinny girls? Does it matter which one, you know, do you have a preference?
I like healthy girls. I like healthy girls. I like, because I do my best to stay in shape. I'm in the gym, you know, as much as possible. And when I hit it. But I like girls that are in shape. I like a body. I really do. I like a girl who works out her body. Who, you know, I really do.
Okay. That's what we were trying to figure. Get you like big girls, small girls, or just girls, period.
Yeah, I'm not particular. You know, a big girl can have a cool ass attitude, and that's sexy as hell. You feel me? And she can have a pretty ass face, and I don't give a fuck. I ain't tripping on the body. She's skinny, or you know, I ain't tripping. It's not like that. I like a cool chick. If you're a cool chick, I can fuck with you. Real shit. If you ain't a cool chick, I won't fuck with you. You know that. I won't fuck with you at all.
Okay. They also want to know what type of music you listen to. What type of music right now you're listening to? What's on your MP3 right now? What you hear? What you listening to?
Really, I'm listening to Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I like Garth Brooks now. I'm all about country.
Yeah, Garth Brooks is cool. I saw him on the Apprentice, and I had a newfound respect for the guy. You know, so then that made me go out there and buy a CD. I actually went and bought some cowboy boots and a buckle, and bought me a little cowboy hat, and I started chewing tobacco, and I put up some chaps, and I let my dick hang out between the chaps and shit, and I put oil all over my body, some baby oil and shit. And started singing country tunes. So,
and then just had it
beat
on the platter. Oh,
yep.
Wow. The title of the video would be She's a Wild One with a 10-pound pussy. That's what I like. Country.
Is that how much your pussy weighs 10 pounds?
Huh?
Your pussy weighs 10 pounds?
Yeah, it does. 11 when I eat. It waits. I mean, I can sit on concrete and it breaks. And I hadn't found anybody yet to put a dent in it. So that's why I was searching for you. And I figured yours, you know, watching the videos, I said, well, damn, I'm going to order Mr. Marcus. Maybe he can put a dent into it. But, you know, working with it with my hand, I come, you know, and I squirt everywhere and hit the ceiling. So I didn't know, you know, how to control it. You know, have you ever had a squirter before that just whips you up, you know? And I'm trying to control that right now. It doesn't work. Yeah, I got some
really
wet pussy.
Yeah.
I do, and it's real heavy. Like when I pull, like you said, when I bend over, you can see it. You can see it. It hangs low. I can't help that. So
all that pussy,
you know, it scares guys away. Yeah.
It's 5 pounds of pussy juice.
Yes.
Just waiting to be unleashed and shit.
Yeah, they call me Flash.
You know what? You know what you probably need is you need some stirrups. You need to be like you're at the gynecologist. You know, you're laying back in that little thing and they put your legs up in that shit. So that way your pussy is wide open.
I did. I
just talked
his face before. Yeah, I've done that before. And that's how I learned I knew how to squirt. He was up there, you know, looking and doing my pep smear, and all of a sudden he hit him in the face. I said, what was that? He said, one day a man would love that. I said, oh, wow. Wow, I didn't know I could do that, doctor.
Hey. You're funny.
Now, this is some real talk, Mr. Marcus. This is real talk. I put plastic down on my bed at night.
That's what's up. I mean, I am not going to. You have to send me some pictures. Can you send? Can we do like new pictures on the website? Can you do like new pictures?
Yes. You haven't been in the sex room yet. You haven't been in the sex room.
No, I haven't had a chance.
You have to be
like
in the sex room. Yes, go into the sex room. I mean, they are posting pictures every day. Women. I mean, we have 3,400 members already in my sex talk room. I got the number one sex talk there is. We talk about everything. But I will send you some personal pictures. I will send you some personal pictures because I want to know, you know, what could you do with this tiger pussy, because nobody else seems to know what to do with it. So I'm single now, and I figured your dick will be the perfect match. And then again, it might not be. You know, that's what I'm just saying. I don't know. You might not can handle it.
I know.
You can handle a lot.
You don't know.
You just never know unless you try. That's right. So that's why. Now,
y'all,
this is not crazy, Marcus.
So listen.
Tell me what.
I got to get going because I got shit to do, and I know it's 7, and I got people waiting on me.
Right.
Real
so
shit.
So we're gonna go ahead and close off.
Let me just say this. I appreciate. I got the images in my head, the pussy on your sheet. I got it.
So we can go ahead. Thank you so much, Mr. Marcus, for joining us today.
Thank you. Taking
time and out of your busy schedule. And making this happen for us. It was a great interview. You know, please continue to support us. Go on global14.com. Check out the Sex Talk group. Check out the Sex group. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in there. People posting naked pictures. I mean, a lot of good conversation and everything is in there. So, once again, we thank you for joining us tonight.
No problem.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, baby, and I'll be talking to you later. This is Chocolate Tiger, y'all.
Fun bet.
For
all
sure.
Right.
Go lay down.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. Thank
all right,
you.
All
right.
Take light off.
Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it. Baby, just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about it. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me feeling. Body talking shit to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me,
you
can
roll
with me.
Do
a nitty on the freeway, phone to catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, I'm a simple man. All I wanna do is fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. I'm the international player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, okay. Paper to my homies when we floss on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep with a homie, pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching with you with a passion, been a long day. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love it when you're flown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga, now tell me how you roll. Come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up the soccer, I ain't quick until the show is over. Cause I'm a bottom, in and out, it's like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me.
Top of me.
Night full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, Lady Cali Day. The Lord Tucker, use a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the other bill. I gotta hit you with the hot back. When some of them making millions, niggas top that. They wanna get to me, they'd rather see me in the cell. Living in hell, only a few of us are in a cell.
from the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phone sky paid to gain roots. I'm living names in my after steps. Looking rugged, they never know the big bug. One of us won't be the same step. My only hope is survive if I was to stay alive. Getting high, see the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million, and then I'm chilling, say the more. These taxes got me crossed up, and people trying to sue me. Media is in my business, and they acting like they know me. But I'm a mass out, feel out. I'm ready to quick, that's quick to put the fuck to feel out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
Tell me how you want it. How you want it? How do you want it?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Coming up as a living in a
global.
Yeah. You are tuned in to Acid Bench. We back again to pump it, over dump it. Hope your fucking track us in. Listen in, she's on radio, maybe your flow. It's also deaf. I don't know, we'll see EOJD, but we won't lose till no more left. You go see, it's a global thing, and it's also stream. Come join our team. It's real talk, we can talk about sex. Who's next on the scene? Come speak your thoughts. Look for a minute, then just sit and write it. Type it while you listen. Come and kick it while we spit it and get all up in your business. Yeah, Roscoe, Global, 14.
Yeah. It's another
time. What's going on, Ben? What's
poppin', Ash? I'm out here. Hey, I'm with you on that one. You know, we've been having...
That's dope, right? That's my first time hearing that Brasco joint.
Yeah. That was a little, you know, that was a little, a new intro that was, you know, submitted for the contest, so... That's what that is, you know.
Had
to give shout out to
Brasco
for that one.
Yeah, shout out, man.
What's
going on? That's dope. Ain't nothing, man. I'm here, still traumatized from Mr. Marcus.
Yeah, that was crazy. My man said he did 30. That's
30 in one day. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I take
a
nap after one.
Yeah, he was tripping on that one. I think Crush still on the line. What's up, Crush? I don't know. I see CT still out there. Big shout out to CT. That was a great show. You know,
what we got lined up?
Got
the music lined up?
Oh yeah, we got some good stuff lined up. All right. You know, we got to get this company to dump it in. We'll see what they gonna bring. You know. Today or this week, you know, we might have to go a little hard on today.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, you know, so what's going on in the rap world?
In the rap world, we just celebrated Tupac's birthday on the 13th, so that's major.
Yeah.
Wayne's Carter 4 is still selling like crazy. I feel. I want to ask you something. I feel like it's a beef amongst. Like the Drakes, the Lil Wayne's, like the younger hip hop heads. Like it's unspoken though. Between the 50 Cents and the Jay Z's, the niggas that we kinda grew up listening to. How you feel about that?
I mean, I think it is though. I think it's like, you know, they're trying to do a changing of the tides. You know, they trying to shuffle out the old niggas out. But they ain't trying to understand, like they just fuck it, get your old asses out. But at the same time, these old cats is still killing half of these young cats. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you only got a few of these young cats that's out here that's actually rapping and doing, you know, somewhat good. I mean, me personally, I ain't too... I ain't a Wayne fan because I don't understand half of the shit he be saying, nor does it make any goddamn sense.
I know how you feel, yeah.
So, so you know, that's just that.
Now, who's your,
but I mean,
who's your top five, dead or alive? That's what I want to know.
My top five, dead or alive?
Shit. Yeah.
Man,
like,
hold on.
You could bring Easy E
okay.
back, would you?
Nah, Easy E wasn't one. Nah. See, I would have to say, let me go in, let me see. No particular order, whether it's, you know, whatever. I'm
yeah.
just naming them. I got
yeah.
KRS-One.
Yeah.
Biggie.
Yeah.
Eminem.
Okay.
Tupac and Jay. That's mine.
Okay. That's a nice list.
I'll roll with
that's nice. You shot me with the Eminem. I ain't take you
yeah,
for an Eminem
yeah.
fan.
Eminem is a beast, man.
I
give that dude credit. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
there's not too many, you know. And I mean, and then, you know, I get some honorable mentions. You know, I got Big Daddy Kane, you know.
Yeah,
gotta give,
yeah.
You know, Kane was, you know, crazy. And Rakim. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I
got to give an honorable mention to Busta Rhymes. I ain't get my top five dead alive yet, but Busta Rhymes was my honorable mention because he is still relevant. Like, he made himself so relevant and so, you know, he's still hanging out on them remixes and still doing his thing today. Like, you can still hear Busta. I don't know if y'all get him played down there in the A, but they play him crazy up here.
Nah, they don't really play Busta like that. Unless he coming out with
Busta?
An album, man. Nah, not like that. Nah. I ain't even going to lie. There's not too many, you know, South rappers that get any play around here. So, I
yeah.
mean,
well, let me give my top five.
All right, shoot.
My top five, dead or alive, no particular order. Well, I got to put Lupe in there because I just went to his concert. And he, like, man, his energy was crazy, like, from top to bottom, 2 hours straight. So, Lupe... Jay-Z, Eminem, I got to throw Jadakiss in there. Lupe, Jay-Z, Eminem, Jadakiss. I go with Biggie, with the boy Biggie. Because
yeah,
you can't lose when you pick Biggie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it is for me. I don't
yeah.
know about anybody else, they top five is, or whatever, but
yeah,
that's ain't too many. I know some people like, oh, man, I only put Wayne in there. Wayne ain't that damn good. Fuck
yeah.
That.
Yeah. I like Wayne, though. I do like Wayne. I didn't like him at first. But I think he's grown on me now.
Nah, I ain't even going to lie and say he's grown on me or nothing. I don't like the dude. I mean, he may come out with one or two songs or whatever,
yeah.
but... I'm not feeling him like that. He alright.
Yeah.
He alright. But
yeah. Now we gotta get Pump of the Dub to the point where we can pick a top five dead or alive out the group.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I mean right now, you know, it ain't too many.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I got like a top one and a half.
Oh man.
I mean, like,
we
you
so
know
hard.
What?
We so hard on the week.
Because, man, you got to understand. You got to come harder. Don't come at all. Don't come
yeah.
with no candy ass rap bullshit. You know, that stuff is whack like that, you know? What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see. Renita said, what? Renita, you said you can't count Lupe. Oh, Lord. What that man paying child support got to do with.
Well, hold
we're
on,
here
what?
Rapping,
what's she saying?
She
what about
you can't
support?
Count Lupe. You can't count Lupe because he don't pay his child support.
Oh, that's what people get it wrong. See, you getting involved with their personal lives. I'm talking about the music. I don't care what type of man he is. I don't agree with him saying Obama's a terrorist and none of that shit. Like I don't you know like him for that. I don't have to like the being the person, but. You know, I rocked with his music. He's a performer. I look for his entertainment. I don't care. I mean, I'm a Scarface fan, but that nigga got locked up for not paying child support too. What that mean? I'm not gonna listen to his music no more.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats that, you know, if
they
behind the scenes, we gonna be upset.
Yeah,
we gonna be truly upset.
Right. A lot of
I mean, half I was gonna say half of your favorite rappers are drug dealers, and they all show the damn kids. So
exactly.
I mean, let's keep it real. It's like
Renita, she's
somebody calling in. Call on in then.
Yeah,
call
in. Nobody scared of you, Renita.
You can be our matter of fact, Renita, call in right now. You're gonna be our guest. You're gonna be our guest.
And I wanna hear the top five that are alive from her.
I wanna hear her top five.
Well, whoever
so
else out
there. We're gonna wait for Renita to chime in, and we gonna see what she talking about. Hold on, I think this Renita is your number 818, right? First two, 818. All right, I'm gonna put you on live right now. Can I? Go ahead, Renita.
You on G Talk?
No, what's up? Where Renita at? I thought I had her.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they she's doing a screening, I think.
No, okay.
Yeah, so in the meantime, we waiting.
Yeah, well, like Renita, I was saying, I mean, a lot of the artists we listen to, man, we don't, you know, we don't really know about their personal lives. We probably, I know people got up in arms with Michael Jackson, the whole pedophilia thing, but, you know, he still got millions of fans, too, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Let's see. Renita, are you on yet?
I'm on.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Give us what you got.
Yeah, child support.
Right. My thing is, you make all that money, to me, that goes along with being, like, in my top five. Granted, I know there's a lot that won't pay child support. I know there's some that sell drugs, whatever. That's a pet peeve.
So who's your top five?
Plus, I can't put him not in my top five, ain't no. Because Lupe sounds... I don't know. He sounds like Pharrell to me a little bit. That's like putting Pharrell in my top five, and I can't do that either.
Pharrell sings.
He does his little rapping part.
Nah, Lupe got bars, though.
He's all right.
So if you saw his show, you think otherwise.
I have seen him live like a few times.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's horrible. I was just saying he wouldn't be in my top five. And I was just adding that bonus that he don't play child support, just so y'all know. but I would say, I guess in no particular order, of course, Biggie and Pop to me.
Right.
Are like back and forth, like for me and my one and two. Definitely love Busta Rhymes. I like Andre 3000. I love him lyrically.
Yeah, Andre.
So
I know Andre wasn't in my. Oh man, I'm slacking.
See.
Okay.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I just needed a woman to come in and let y'all know what's really going on.
Here we go.
Just kidding.
There you go.
I said just kidding.
You got two more.
I know. And then, because I have Pac, I have Busta, I have Biggie, and I have
Andre 3000.
Andre.
So you got one.
Who else would be in my top I want to put old Jay-Z in my top five. Like, I'm not feeling him now, but old Jay-Z, I would say, would be in my top five. And then tied with old Jay-Z, I would put Mos Def, because I like him lyrically, too.
Mos Def.
So Mos would be in my top five.
So you saying, hold on. So you trying to say that Busta Rhymes is better than M lyrically?
M and
because you don't even have M on your list.
Okay, to me, no. Well, don't get me wrong, because M is in my top 10. Why he's not in my top five? Because I feel consistently Eminem's not good. Just like Nicki Minaj, like I love Nicki on a hook. And I love did it on him personally, but that album by Nicki Minaj, I'm like, boo, you're more consistent on somebody else's song than your own album.
I can agree with you on that one. I totally agree with you on that one. I don't understand the hype about, to be totally honest, Nicki Minaj isn't a hip-hop down-to-earth rapper. She is.
Nah, she a pop.
She's gonna pop.
Yeah,
she's gonna pop. I seen have y'all seen that video of Steve Stout on the Breakfast Club? And he was talking about all this with Brandon. I don't know if y'all can get a chance, but he was on the Breakfast Club. I think it was like this morning or yesterday. And he was talking about Brandon. He was talking about how, you know, hip hop and, you know, he was also talking about his book, you know, Canon of America. But he was talking about how Nicki Minaj isn't who she is. She's like more pop. So he was saying that she needs to get back to her essence of hip hop and real rap. So that was a good. I don't know if y'all can check it out though.
Who do you blame that on? Because I used to listen to Nicki like mixtape days, Nicki. And she definitely switched her style on. Now, do you think that's what she just wanted to do, or is that something like Baby and Wayne made her into?
I think it's society. Honestly, because how she first came out, she would not be where she is now if she would have stayed the regular long-haired black Nicki with, just her little tight jeans on and her cute little top. She might have done something, but where she is now, the kids are buying the albums. The kids are downloading the songs on iTunes. So now if you don't cross over, you're not making money, and you're not making money consistently. So to me, I feel like they're just going with society, just like Wayne. When you know bloods to wear women's leggings or to be skateboarding,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that
like,
confirmed?
So
no,
did we
confirm
stuff.
That?
It's confirmed.
Oh, man.
It's confirmed.
Yeah,
you can buy them
those,
right now online,
$19.99. He was wearing those jackets. But you know what? That's the whole industry. You know, that's the industry. That's their gimmick now. Like even with Game didn't start claiming blood until after that first album came out, and it's like, oh, everybody a damn blood now. It's like, come on, like really? And that's the thing that kills me. It's like y'all wasn't these people before, and it's like overnight, y'all bloods and gangbangers and all of this stuff. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Like, be yourself. All these gimmicks going on now, it's like, it's crazy.
So, was it you that posted the thing about Ice-T, what he was saying about Rick Ross and Wayne and all that? Was that you that posted that on
14?
Yeah, I did. We didn't really talk about it. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like he's just an old nigga venting, or he has some valid points?
No, I mean, shit, he do got a valid point. Like, if you think about it, like, even now, it's like everybody has a song about somebody. Like, Young Jeezy and Birdman, they got a new song called Trump, about Donald fucking Trump. Really? Who the fuck cares about Donald fucking Trump? You know, and it's like, you got all these songs, Marvin's Room, and you know, and it's like, but and, I mean, but back to Rick Ross, yeah, he think he everybody. That nigga do got a personality disorder for real. Like you, MC Hammer, you Tupac, you know, you damn everybody, but you everybody but Rick Ross. But then again,
right.
He stole that shit. He got to be somebody.
But you have to think about it. Like, back in the days, if Pac was alive and it would have came out that Rick Ross was a parole officer, his career would be over. Pac would have, like, 10 songs, and everyone would diss him. Like, just look how times have changed where we're accepting that, like, nigga, you ain't even really hard. Like,
right,
look
right.
at your background. Like... And now you're, you're not the next Biggie. He needs to sit down.
Yeah. But see, but even, but like I was saying, that interview that Steve Stout did, if y'all could check it out, like, y'all really need to go check that one out. Because he talked about that, too. He was like, the industry turned into many bubblegum rappers. And that's why he got out the industry, you know. And he was like, this is whack. He was like, there's too many whack rappers, you know, that's coming in. They ain't talking about nothing. And, you know, those are the ones that's doing all the high selling. I mean, come on, really? Like, I don't care what anybody say. That goddamn Lil B, that turns my goddamn stomach. For anybody to say that's rap, I don't know what the hell that bullshit is. But,
yeah. I think we all agree on that. He a clown. I can't stand Lil B. And I don't hate on nobody, but Lil B, I don't understand it, and I don't condone that shit at all.
And I'm looking at the chat room, Leanna. I see you, Leanna. Yeah, you're right. If Tupac was alive, you know, half of these rappers wouldn't be rapping. If half of these old cats, as they say, the old head, you know, would really speak up and say something, half of these rappers really wouldn't be around.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like Kwame said, he was like, he damn near felt blackballed by Biggie. So, you know, shit, Biggie would have probably ended a lot of this motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, shit, if Biggie was here, would Ross even exist?
No.
Would there be a lane for
Ross? Ross would be a singing rapper. He would be like Drake.
Oh,
I think that's the other thing. I don't like Drake. I think that's why I don't like Drake. That nigga sings on every damn song. Like, can you just rap already? Every song you gotta harmonize, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It was like 50 Cent gave Ja Rule the blues for doing that shit. Like, he ended his whole goddamn career,
and then he started doing it.
Here. Yeah, and then he's what the fuck is
But you know, 50 got on Ja so he could do it. Like, he made this big think about it because
I think he realized
this motherfucker actually got something. So let me just move him out the picture, then I can do it. Because immediately, as he crushed, like, all of Murder, Inc., his next single, he was singing on the hook.
Yeah.
He danced so well.
Y'all have y'all show, but I do want to just add really quick that Lupe would not be around if Biggie or Pac was around. They wouldn't take no.
You don't think so?
That's why Lupe's not going to be in the top five. Nope.
I think Lupe, he got his own lane. I think he would be around.
Yeah, I mean,
Biggie might do a song with him, but I think Pac would have clowned him.
You think so?
Yeah, he probably would have. Well, Renita, you don't have to go. You know what? You can stick around. You can do Pump It or Dump It with him if you want.
I know.
Oh,
you got a
strong
opinion.
Y'all want me to do Pump It or Dump It?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Why not?
We got you here now.
Because everybody,
oh, Lord.
You know, Ben already called me the angry man, so they already maybe
angry man.
Angry ass.
So, you know, maybe you can,
Renegade Renita.
Help out a little bit. So, you going to stick around,
not
Renita?
Renegade Renita. Sure.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, so you going to stick around with us?
I will stick around, yes.
Yay.
All right, let's see. All right, let's get into this pump and the jumper real quick. Okay. This person has been sending me DMs all week. And I told him I would play his song. So if you're listening, I hope you're listening. Lil D, I hope you're listening because we're about to play your song,
man.
Right now. Like it is. Here you go.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah. Trappy, trappy.
Let's
trappy.
Get it.
E-A-P. Yeah.
I'm on the beat. Yeah. I know I'm nice. I know I'm good. I ball hard like a real player should. On fire like a barn full of burning hay. And we blowing up. Bombs away. Bombs away. Bombs away. And we blowing up.
Bombs away.
We blowing up people like you're born to hate. And we blowing up.
Trappy.
Bombs away.
I'm working. Got these rappers nervous. Haters can't reach me. Get that voicemail service. Ain't nobody perfect, but y'all,
yeah,
worthless. Witness to the kill, y'all testify me, murk this. Kill it, boy, I'm scheming hard. Speeding cars, I do it large. I'm on Mars, need my space, get it, boy, shooting stars. Killer bars, I'm a shark in the water, hunting for weak rappers.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So, Renita, since you're our special guest.
What do
you think?
You said what? First I'm going to say dump it, but I'm going to say dump it with a disclaimer. I think if he had, like, some good studio time and, you know, kept at it, I think he has potential. But that song right there, yeah, I would dump that.
Okay.
Well, let me say this.
So
this is Crush. Let me say this.
Hold on, wait. Crush hopping in like a phantom and shit.
Yeah, because let me just say this. Let me just say this. They had a lot of people calling in supporting Bombs Away. I'm not even gonna lie. At least 8 people called in during
when?
The other show because they got the
really?
Wrong information. Yes. So what I want to say to them, I'm going to dump it. But let me just say this. He did the right thing by letting his people
yeah.
know and then supporting them. So, for real, like, I mean, my hat goes off to him and his people. He got the support. So, if you're listening, whoever this was that did Bombs Away, and that might be one of their people now, like, yo, keep doing your thing, but you got to
yeah.
come back with something else because, you know,
yeah.
that wasn't it.
Where are the, yeah, where are
I mean,
the callers now?
I mean, you know what? I mean, but don't get it wrong, though. Lil D, I think he's like, what, 13, 14 or something, you know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I remember him from...
Yeah, the drop-off
because
they heard what I just said. But, I mean, they were all...
I remember... I think they're calling in that... Goddamn, they all from Atlanta? They're like, Atlanta? But I do remember him, you know, from... I do remember him from, like, a little song, and me and his, I think it was his dad, we got into a little tiff about a disagreement about what I thought
oh,
that,
okay.
So my opinion about what I thought he, you know, shouldn't be talking about. I mean, he had a song he would talk about, you know, Nanya, you know, about Playboy bunnies and popping bottles. I'm like, I don't know too many 9-year-olds that knows about popping bottles and Playboy bunnies.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean,
hey,
I was, you know, I was just, yes.
Hey, we got Dawn on the line. What happened? Hey, Dawn, are you on? Hold on. Switchboard. Hey, Dawn?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I
want to know how you feel about Bombs Away. We're representing Atlanta, and I'd like to pump bombs away.
That's the
I think that.
Hey,
I'm sorry?
No, go
it's
ahead.
A
keep
young
going.
Two 14-year-old kids doing an in-home studio joint. I think that it should be pumped.
Okay. Are you related to any other artists?
No, I'm friends with them.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's what's up.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? I like the fact that Lil D is on his grind and getting people to call in. And you know, that's what's up. You can't hate on the fact, because I mean that's the whole purpose of it. Instead of having chime in, you know, people that want to hear his music, that's who's supposed to chime in. So, you know, Lil D, I give you props on that, and to your dad, I can't remember his name, but I give you props, you know, for being on y'all's
bar. His dad's name is James. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
But again,
nice.
Though I was saying, like, this particular track I would dump, but you
yep.
can hear the potential. They just
yeah.
need, to me, I feel they just need more coaching, and
yeah,
right.
hopefully someone will give them that studio time and, like, take them under their wing, because you can hear that they're, like, almost there. I just don't
yeah.
feel like they're there yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's all.
And I mean, and that's what I, you know, try to tell, you know, tell him then. I mean, you're there. You're like, you just got to keep like he did do another song that I actually liked, and I can't remember because it's been so much now. And since that time, I've been heard like hundreds and hundreds of other songs. But he did do one that I actually did kind of like, and I thought it was more of his tempo. But you are right, Anita. You know, the production could be a little bit better. And I mean, like they said, it was an in-home studio. So even if they was to invest in really, you know, tap into some of these producers that, you know, that's in Pump It or Dump It, you know, get one of their beats. Let them, you know, master it for you or, you know, what have you. Maybe that'll work. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the, you know, of the group. So right now it looks like, I mean, we got what? 3 dump it, but like Crush said, it was already 8 calls that was prior to that pumped it. So that
yeah,
I mean, that
they on the good,
itself,
they on the right path.
Exactly. I mean, so if he already got 8 pumps, hell, it takes 5. So Lil D, keep doing your thing, man. We're gonna pump it. That's what's up. So on to the next one. This next one is Lady Lou. So, I don't, you know, Lady Lou, we gon' play your song. Here you go.
Wait, hold on, guys. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Yo,
so let me just say this to the family and all the people of Lil D, because they just bombarded the calls. And
uh-huh.
I just got hung up on a couple times. And I just wanna let them know, like, look, if you guys got to understand, we are not, like, telling them that they suck. We're just saying that the song ain't ready, and the guys are doing what they can, and we appreciate that fact, and we see their grind. That doesn't
right.
mean that the guys suck. We're just saying that Lil D, you know, by him having all these people call in, that means that he has the support, which means
right.
he needs to keep grinding. But that doesn't mean that everybody's going to like every single song that he plays. So...
Exactly.
Once again,
can
you know that's pretty.
Can
much
I say it. Something? Because I really didn't get my 2 cents on it. Before we go to the other one, Ash,
okay.
We got time. Okay, because
yeah.
you know, I'm gonna dump it because I hear all the influences. I can tell which artists he listened to. I can tell which artists he likes, and he's gonna need some growth. He's gonna have to step up his bars, and that's just it. That's the name of the game.
Right.
The info that we giving them is nothing. Because once they get into the industry, it's going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. So they need to hear this now. He's got some growing
exactly.
to do lyrically and production-wise. They got some growing to do. But I would not deter them to stop if they love doing it. If they just doing it because everybody else is doing it and it's cool, then they need to stop. But if they doing it because they feel like they talented and they got a real true passion for it, then they got to keep doing it. But right now I can hear it, and I'm going to dump it because I think it needs some growth. But it does have
potential. And I can tell you right now, whatever, you know, I mean, I guess they tuning in because I see Atlanta in here heavy. Like, I see
that's
the calls coming in.
That's
like,
dope. That's what we
I
need.
Mean, but, I mean, you know, like we said, it's not that we dumping it because we think he's – no, we think he has potential. He just, you know,
yeah.
he just needs to develop it more. That's it. I mean, that's real talk. So,
yeah.
you know, with that being said, we're going to go on to the next one. Like I said, it's Lady Lou. So here we go.
I'm gonna pump that, man, surprisingly. I actually like it. She's saying something that means something to her. I like the little melodies in the hook. I will listen to it again. Mind you, I'm listening to it over the phone, but I will pump it.
All right. That's what's up. Renita, what you got?
Renita. I wish we had a medal. Because...
Black and white, no gray.
I know, it's black and white. I'm going to say it's a song, honestly, I'll pump it, but it's a song that I know that may, like, if I first hear it a couple times, may get on my nerves, but will grow on it eventually, like all the Black Eyed Peas songs. So I'll say pump it.
Okay.
I love it. We got to have her as a guest all the time.
I know. Hilarious. Let's see, me, you know what? I kind of like it. I thought it was, you know, it's all right, it's cool. You know, like Renita said, it's one of those songs that'll grow on you. Like, it'll take some time, but it'll grow on you. So I'll pump it. Let's look in the chat room. Let's see what the chat room says.
Y'all call in, too, if y'all, I mean, y'all want to be heard, call in.
Yeah, call in. See, that's what, I mean, Leanne, I know you've been chiming in all day. So what you got, Leanne? Or Leanna, sorry, let me correct that. Natasha, what's up, Tasha? I see you out there. Let's see, Mr. Think Take said dump it. So... only thing we need is one more vote because it's the best out of five. And right now,
what's
I feel
up,
like
Crush?
It really don't even matter. It don't even matter because it's
oh yeah, she got
three
all.
To two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 3-2. So.
I'm
so
still here.
Looks like,
actually, I'm still taking calls from Lil D. People hitting him up.
Oh wow.
You know what? It's a shame that we have a little dude that comes in and follows the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said,
they got the right game plan.
Exactly, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. That's the whole object. Now, what I will say is, what y'all need to do is get all them people to sign up to global14.com, and then
right.
go into the group and pump it.
Man.
Because, like I
and
told
we need
y'all,
more music. We need more music
from
them, too. I want to hear some more.
Exactly. Give us some more music and get all those people that just called in from Atlanta, sign up to Global 14, get his, you know, and pump him in the group.
Yeah.
And that's what's up.
It'll help him too, because then people will see all the pumping, and that may draw some of those producers in the forum towards him too.
Yeah,
exactly. The thing, like, if with that production could make a difference. Like, honestly, with that same him doing the same, spitting the same bars on different production on a different track, could sound like a totally different song.
Different song, exactly. And something mastered a little bit differently. Maybe someone teaching him how to do a different flow. How to project his voice differently. I mean, a lot of different stuff can help. But I know one thing. I ain't even going to lie. Pump It or Dump It ain't Lil D-Day. Because we done talked about him pretty much the whole damn episode. So Lil D-Day. Because we've been talking about him a lot. So we just going to leave it at that. We already told y'all what you need to do. We going to go on about your business. Y'all got shine, right? Now, let's go. All right, so we're going to go on to, let's see. What is this song? This other cat, you know, one of these cats that be blasting up the timeline all the time, Miller Boy. So, Miller Boy, here you go. And look like I'm having technical difficulties.
Uh-oh.
Crush. Can you play number four?
Number four.
Well, poor Crush is probably still getting bombarded.
Huh?
I got it. Here we go. Alright, so what y'all think? So Crush, what you think? Go ahead, Crush, take it away. It wasn't bad. I don't know. I wouldn't buy it. I'll just say that. So we might go just dump it. I wouldn't buy it. But it doesn't sound bad, but it's like that's how I measure stuff. Like, if I'll buy it, then if I'm gonna waste time searching for the free copy on the internet, and I will pump it. But I ain't even gonna do that, so dump it.
Oh man. Okay. Renita, what's up? What you got?
We really need to figure out a gray area terminology. because at the beginning, I would have said pumped it, because I was over here like, okay. I was like, okay, east side, west side. But I would dump it after that, because then I'm not feeling your verse. You're giving me Rick Ross. And I'm like, that type of feel. So...
Because, see, and I don't know. I think a lot of these rappers, you know, they start out, they hype you up, and then once they get to that verse, and they be, I'll be like, oh, fuck it. Like, and I mean, and that's how I be in the room. Like, I be listening to all this music, and I be, like, hype, and I hear the thing, and then the first fucking two words that
first
come
ball
out your mouth, they be like, oh, dump it. I don't even play the shit no more. I'm done. It's a wrap. So, but Ben, what's up with you?
I'm
going to
say, yeah, I'm going to have to go with dump it. But if he comes back, if he's listening, if you come back with a different verse, and it comes like how the beginning is, then I would change my vote to pump it. But as is, right now I would have to dump it.
Okay. So, Ben, what you got?
I'm sorry, I'm over here on this Call of Duty right now. Nah, you know what? I feel the same way Renita felt. You know, he had me. It was crunk at first, and then he lost me with them first bars. Them first four bars is so, so important, man. I mean, especially for our show, because we just listened to it for about 7 seconds, right? Basically.
Yeah.
But I'm going to dump it, man.
All right.
I'm going to dump it, because he had me, then he lost me.
All right, that's what's up. Me, personally, you know what? You know, because everybody dumped it, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to keep it real. Nah, I would dump it. I wouldn't even give it, nah. I ain't even going to lie. I wouldn't even attempt to give it, nah. That's right. I would dump it. But let's see what the chat room. Chat room, well, it finally came up for me, but it looked like Think Tank said he'll pump it. I think that's the song he's referring to, hopefully, you know, but, you know, it is what it is.
You got a call, Ash. You got a caller, by the way. Is CBE or CDE? She's live right now.
Caller, you're on.
Caller.
Hello to all.
Hello.
I think the problem is we trying to be nice because we want to not hurt feelings, but if we're sugarcoating it for them and then they get out there, like these people on American Idol, you suck.
Right.
Your family should have never encouraged you to go on there. You suck. And so there's no gray area. It's yes or it's no.
That's
now,
why you
my
respect
original, exactly. It's either yes or no. Pump it or dump
That's it.
Now, my opinion as far as Little B, I know we trying to get off of that, but I have daughters. And you have to, everything is not about our generation.
Right.
And so when you're trying to monitor what your children are listening to or whatever, it seems as if parents are okay with buying their children that can't even purchase it themselves, Lil Wayne, but they don't want to buy something like Lil B.
Right.
So everything can't be on a grown woman or a grown man level. We have to consider the fact that would you want your child listening to this?
Yeah.
That's true.
And I think that's what most of us are missing. And I wanted to say that so that we will, you know, it's got to be age appropriate. You know, you got rap that's Ice-T, you got rap that's N.W.A., you got rap that's going to be Drake, you know what I'm saying? So it's totally up to that person. What level are they on? You can't judge a 13-year-old like you would a 42-year-old.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to say.
Bang.
All right. That's what's up.
Who was that? I didn't
catch the name again. Oh, CD.
B.
What's going on?
Okay.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks. So, Ben, what you got?
Well, I mean, was that it for the songs? Or are we done with or did we have any more records?
Yeah, we still got songs.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I already dumped
it. You know what?
Yeah, I already.
All
right.
The
last one. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are running out of time.
I know.
It looks like It looks like, unfortunately, we didn't get to half of the songs that we did. I mean, that we had. We played.
No, I was saying next week.
Next week we gonna have to get into it next week. We got I still got some other songs, but Lil D looked like he took the brunt of it. You know.
Yeah.
We got most of the time we talk mainly about him. He had his people call in, and that's what's up.
Yeah. Shout out to his movement.
So, exactly. You know, that's, you know, we got to give it up to him. So, on that note, just we'll have to see y'all next weekend or next Friday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, you know, y'all can find us in the meantime. Find us on G14. Let's go.
Exactly. Thanks, Renita, for chiming in and being our special guest. We need to have you in, again.
I think we're gonna have to do like a pump it or dump it video games in a minute, because I mean, if Ben's playing Call of Duty, you know that's my game and all. So.
Well, I mean, you can hop on. I'm popping heads off.
Video games.
Well,
there you go. I am on Xbox. I'll message you guys my name.
Yeah, message.
Exactly, because you gotta play with me and Ben. Me and Ben.
Yeah, we be on.
Me and Ben be up in there wrecking shop.
You'll do. But thank you guys for letting me be co-host for this evening.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Exactly. Anytime. So everybody else, thank you. We'll catch y'all and pump it and dump it, you know, in the room. So until then, peace, be safe.
Peace.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi. May I speak with Crush? Hi.
Yeah, this is her. What I'm going to do, hold on, let me write your number down, because I'm going to call you, because they just, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to call you right now.
Okay.
484-1798?
Yes, 770-484-1798.
Okay, I'm going to call you right back right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.